like to start here tonight by saying the following. I was zeicha to be at a wedding last night in New York, and I heard before the wedding that the Masada Kedushin was Rav David Feinstein Shlita, the according to many opinions, the biggest pesik in North America. And I was zeicha to spend, I would say, close to, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes or a half hour with him. It was absolutely incredible watching everything he did. I wrote down a whole, wrote down all the piskei halacha that I got from him last night, and many of them, many of the shahs I discussed were things that we have discussed here, and different things I saw. I'd like to tell you one thing, just to put on the record, from Rav David Feinstein Shlita, his gabbai told me, I watched, he did not move from his seat when the chosin and kala marched down. He did not move from his seat.
He didn't stand up.
He didn't even, you know. You can't see that in the tape, Rabbi.
A lot of people follow
that. No, you know how it is nowadays. I'm an old man. You know, I like, I'm an old man about this issue of not changing. Okay, just telling you that you know he didn't
move. Say a person,
and we once gave a shir years ago about this. It was Nagia from the Chesham Mishpachah. Told me, I think Sunday morning. I don't know if we gave a lot of shir. Maybe it was on Sunday morning. There's a new maybe use the word mudda. You know what mudda is? Mudda is a style, not mudna. Mudda is a new style.
Naya
mudda is a new style that I'm not tightening this because that some masadre kedushin, especially younger ones, when you give the it used to be the handkerchief to the chosin to be makabel kinyan for everything it says in the ksuba, or to the fathers of the chosin and kala at the tanoim. So first of all, I've never find seen that handkerchief. I haven't seen anybody use a handkerchief, and he took up his handkerchief. Okay. Kinyan soda. Okay, fine. Nowadays people use pens. I use a pen. I haven't carried a handkerchief. Some people would take off their yarmulkes and use their yarmulkes. But nowadays,
A tie.
Goldzweig
uses that with me for selling his chum. A tie.
Okay. All right, Goldzweig of all.
Some
people, well, Meister says nowadays it's a tumult based on a tesis. A God's a tumult arose in which people now tell the Edom to use their keli and not the Masada Kedushin. So I just want to tell you for the record, leave it on the tape, that Rav David Feinstein Shlita used his own handkerchief. He didn't tell the Edom to use the handkerchief. And finally, the Edom asked how they should sign their name on the ksuba, and he said, "You can sign the way you get called up to the Torah for an aliyah, meaning you can use your father's name, or you can use your family name." I told you this, I think. Or you can use your family name.
You mean like
you could say
Nachum Stein?
Opposed to Nachum Ben Ravitzer. Exactly. So 1/8 sign. Yisrael David Koyen, and 1/8 signed whatever his name was, Yeshua Yaakov Ben, Moshe Yisrael. Okay, so I found this very, and I asked him, should you do both? What do you do both for? He's very calm.
Either way.
Yes, but then I asked him about last week's shir, and he did not agree with Upsak. I'll tell you that last week's shir was about, remember, Mechus Amona, and that is if a person gave their word that they would take an apartment, and the apartment that they found was a substandard to their standards, clearly, but they were kind of desperate to find an apartment. The house was not so good, and physically it was not so good, the location was not that great. Then they found a house that was no comparison. The renting, a wonderful house, and the location was kvaldik, and the rent was the same, and I told them that even though there is an Indian of Mechusar Amona, which Trey Tari, as he spoke, he told me, I said that it would be mutter for them. It's not a problem of going back on their word. Went through a whole shiur last week about this, and he disagreed. I spoke to other people. I worked on this shiloh for a long time, and I worked on it many years ago as well. And I told them, well, what about the case with the shul? But we hired an architect. We have to. So he said, no. He said, an architect is different. Because an architect, if you say, I'll give you a job, an architect does 20 jobs at the same time. So if you said yes to him, and then you change your mind because you're going to get another building, that's not a loss. I said, what do I do? B'chusar amana? He said, that's what the pshat in the Gemara, which is a chiddush. And then he said, then I told him about the playgroup Shiloh, that a woman had a playgroup, and a tragedy had happened in her family, and she had to move away. She had to move away 10 to 15 minutes from where she lived, and they wanted her to keep the playgroup, so should she go back to the old neighborhood? And the Feinstein said, she's an Einus, that much she doesn't have to do. But he even then said, for that, if she can, she should do it. Pella. Can, she should do it. So it's a bit of a pella here. He said, but by the shul, in that case, you don't have to do it. I'm just telling you that it was a pleasure and a schus gadol. I have many things written down, which we're going to talk about in upcoming shurim. I had a whole list of shilas that I kept with me. Kept with me, and I will.
Did he rattle off?
Okay, so now let me tell you what happened. 35 years ago, I went to Rav Feinstein as a bach, and my father Shalom sent me in. Moshe was what are we talking now? Moshe was no longer alive, right? Moshe was nifta in 86. This was after Moshe was nifta. Right? How many years ago was 86?
Well, it was only 27.
27 years ago. 27 years ago. Or so maybe Rav Moshe was alive, he was not accessible. I don't remember. I went into Rav David. And I asked him the following shot. My father, Shalom, had an insurance business. In the insurance business in those days, again, Lance can attest to this, we've spoken about this before, that if a person had a client who was not paying his premiums, in those days, the idiomatic expression was my father would carry him.
Really?
Which meant that he paid the premiums. And my father, Shalom, did not have the money to pay the premiums, but he had a deal with the bank that he would borrow money from them at 2%. I just remember the number 2%. And he would pay the premiums, and then he would bill the people for the premiums.
After, in other words, after 120 years, or what?
No.
You bill them, but who says they're going to pay?
Oh, well, the people said they're going to pay. My father would call them up. They said, we'll pay, you know, and why insurance agents did in those days, they wanted to keep the business going. Because they got, what do they get?
As well as renewals. But
they got the renewals. What else is the word for renewals?
Persistency. I mean,
what's the other word for renewals?
Persistency is the other thing we talk about.
Okay. Residuals? I don't remember. Okay, but anyways, they would get the renewals, I guess, and the mice are still, therefore you wanted to keep the policy current. Nowadays this is not legal anymore, correct?
We're not allowed to do it.
No, I'll do it. Okay, fine. So the mice, my father asked me to go in and ask him David. But in those days, you couldn't talk to Rav Moshe any longer on the phone. He wanted like this. He went to the bank and borrowed money at 2%. He then went and paid for the premium. He then charged the client no extra money. He charged the client the 2% for the interest that he had to pay the bank.
The two separate loans.
Now, so Rav David Feinstein told me it's a mutter. We're learning Rivas here now.
It's not Rivas.
It's not Rivas because the Maisa, you're not charging him money. You're charging him, but the bank charged you. So, okay. I'll tell you exactly what happened in a minute. Now, I have a picture in my house of my talking with Rabbi Yashiv. We're walking in the street, talking to Rabbi Yashiv. It was an incredible day. Every time I went to Shul, I went to the Kaisel Dam Vosikin, and then I would go to Rabbi Yashiv after Netz. After the Netz minion at the Kaisel, I was able to catch him walking out of his minion. He didn't daven Netz Acham, he davened a little later. Able to catch him. And that day, I picked up Rabbi Rand. We went to the Kaisel to daven. Yeah, he happened to be in there to show. Went to the Kaisel to daven. From the Kaisel, I used to announce a ride to Meir Shorim, because I never could figure out those streets over there. Somebody give me a daven, come in, show me how to get there, pull up, right by Rabbi Yashiv. In those days, Rabbi Efrati would pull up every morning to the Tiferes Bachurim Minyan, and he would drive Rabbi Yashiv, you know, the several hundred yards or whatever, the two blocks back to his house. So I'm in there asking a few shilas, and then Rabbi Efrati doesn't show up. So he told me it never happened before. So I walked Rabbi Yashiv home. And I gave Rabbi Rand my $25 throwaway camera. Remember those throwaway cameras? And I gave it to Rabbi Rand, and he snapped this picture of me walking with Rabbi Yashiv. Okay, now, when I walked Rabbi Yashiv, I asked him the following shilas. I said to him, I asked him like this. Somebody in the shul had asked me. He went to the bank, and he got the bank to give him $150,000. Put his house up for collateral. He borrowed $150,000 from the bank. Why? To loan the money to his son, so the son could buy a house. Okay, following so far, right? And he asked the bank if they would bill his son. The bank said, fine, we'll send the bill anywhere you want. So, innocently, they felt, the father was not from, father's no longer alive, find you. They felt that there's no problem. Just take the bill off my hands and go pay. So, Rabbi Yasha told me, I was not learning Chosha Mishpat yet at that time either. Rabbi Yasha told me that's Ribbis Daraisa. Now, why is that Ribbis Daraisa? Because you go to the bank, father, and you borrow $150,000 from the bank. $100,000. You borrow money from the bank. The bank is charging you 8%. You are now turning around and loaning your son $100,000. But you're telling your son that he has to pay the Ribbis. So most people would say, big deal, he's paying it to the bank. Right. Answer is, he's not borrowing any money from the bank. The bank doesn't know the son. The son's not borrowing any money from the bank.
You're the one on the hook.
And the father is on the hook. And mainly the father borrowed $100,000 from the bank. And the father borrowed $100,000 to the son. The father's charging the son 8% interest, which is exactly what he's being paid for the bank. And matter of fact, he hasn't charged the son. Just go pay the bank and leave me alone. Ribbis, Kitzutza, Issa, the Rice. So we've been struggling with the Shiloh.
What's with your father's Shiloh? Why is it the same
Shiloh? Oh. Thank you very much. We've been struggling with this Shiloh now for the last, I don't know how long, it's been a while. We've brought this up all the time, to the point that I said to myself, and I said it publicly in the Chesha Mishpatel, that maybe, you know what, maybe I was wrong. I didn't know what I was talking about in those days. I'd never learned Ribbis. I went into Robert Feinstein. I was nervous. I asked him the Shiloh.
And
you
answered English.
English is his first language, even though he was born in Europe. English. And I asked him. So last night at the Chasana, I asked him again.
What did he told you the first time there was Ribbis Mamas?
No, Rabbi Feinstein told me it's Mutter Gomma for my father's case. Rabbi Yashiv told me.
I'm talking about
the. Yeah, Rabbi Yashiv told me this. So I asked him. I said, I want to ask Rosh Yeshiva. About 30 years ago, I don't know how many years ago it was, but a long time ago, I asked Rosh Yeshiva such a Shiloh. Rosh Yeshiva told me it's Mutter. I said, I was afraid, maybe. And I've been trying to ask him the Shiloh. You can't get him on the phone anymore, whatever. Anyways. So he said to me, it's Mutter. It's Mutter. So now, as I said, he doesn't mention any Svarim. He didn't tell me it's a right from Kuf Samach Vav and Kuf Samach Gimel and Gufayim. No. He told me it's Mutter. He said, why? He said to me, No, he said to me, I understand. He said, he didn't say the words, I don't understand. He said to me, he's a man of few words. He said to me like this. He said, if a person has a business and he incurs expenses in order to start his business, and therefore he goes to the bank and borrows money, and the bank charges him interest, and he includes the interest payments into his markup of the price, is that a problem?
No.
He said, that's doing business. And that was all he said to me last night. He said it's Mutter. So I would like to try to explain to you what I think. This is now conjecture. What I think is a clear raya to what Rav Dov Feinstein said. Okay? I'd like to show you one case which I think is not a raya, and one case which I think is a clear raya.
Did you ask him the other
case of Rav Yashiv? No, I did not. I wish I did, but you know, but I didn't. I can't tell him that I asked him. I didn't feel like it. I didn't ask him. I do regret that I didn't ask him. I didn't ask him.
To find out why he would say there is a
filler. That would be interesting. Yes, I agree. It would be interesting. Okay, I want you to listen to a complicated case here. Okay, listen to a case in halacha. This is Simon Kuf Samach Vov Sif Gimel. Me she'eno tzorach lulvois mois. Somebody doesn't have to borrow any money. Rak l'toivas malde. He borrows money as a toive to the malde. What is the case? Oimer loy benolacho chur v'zu. Do me a favor. I got this shack that's falling apart. I had this house that's falling apart. Do me a favor. Fix it up for me. V'kol ma'ashe toitzi alzeh. And all the bills that you run up, all the money that you borrow in order to get building materials, Alayla Shalom Lecha, I'll pay you back. So I now, the wealthy guy, has now become the loive to the builder. Right? The builder lays out money, which he then uses to build the house, which belongs to the owner. Okay? Because man sheini mishalim lecha, and if I don't pay you, excuse me, and the entire time that I don't pay you, dor boy bechinam, live there for free.
That sounds like,
are
you talking
Knesset
or
Rivas? It's Rivas.
Yeah, it sounds Rivas to me.
Mutter. Because? Chayil v'yein kan halvo, rak osel l'tzay says the Shach, I will embon a chur b'zul l'tzarech b'al a chur, but then it's osel. To me, I just chayil l'sham v'dor b'v'shan t'on it's moise. Look, there's a Feisha Mishnah that says the following. If I loan someone money, and the person says to me, you know what? Forget the thank you. You can't say thank you. The person says to me, if you ever go down to Florida, or to South Haven, or to Yerushalayim, I have an apartment there. And you can stay there for as long as you want.
So now you have to clear.
That is clearly Rivas. Clearly Rivas. And it could even be Rivas Ketzutza if you make it up to Chachila. I'll loan you money, but I want to be able to use it. Okay, fine. Here comes a case where the man says to the builder, build a house. Get the materials, lay out the money for me. I am now your lawyer. And you can stay there for free.
How's that different?
Well, before you say it, how it's different. Dr. Shach, again. I don't really need this house fixed up. You know what's really going on over here? Here's an usher. Here's a guy, Jungerman, just came out of Kotel. He says he wants to get into the construction business. Or whatever, he has no place to live. He says, you know what? I want to make him feel good. Go fix up this house for me. You know, a couple of rooms are leaky roofs, or leaky this, or leaky. It's habitable. You can live there. Go live there. Kolzman, until you fix it up, go live there, which means, Kolzman, I owe you the money. Kolzman, Sheinu Misham Lecha Darba.
Now you've more or less turned it so that it doesn't sound like Rivas.
Exactly. And it's Mutter.
Right, it sounds
good. Yes.
I buy a hotel in the Catskills.
It beautiful.
Electrical work, plumbing orders. I get a contractor. He's come. Now, sometimes contractors. I charge you the labor, but they charge you separately for the materials.
Yep.
Right? So I got, okay, I'm going to pay you for the materials, the labor, whatever it is, and, you know, different installments of payment, whatever it is. You're coming up to the Catskills, and...
You need a place to sleep.
Yeah, so sleep in there, unless that's part of the whole deal.
Oh, if it's part of the deal, if I tell you, look, I help you, I will pay you labor, I'll pay you parts, and I'll deduct from the price... The value of you sleeping in my hotel while you're fixing it, that's mutter, that's our ribbis.
There's no ribbis.
That's our ribbis.
There's no deduction. He said, you guys are...
That's us, sir.
If you're bringing a crew up there and they need a place to sleep...
Why are they sleeping?
Your workers
Excuse me. Why are they sleeping there for free?
So
I got a hotel. I have a hotel here, my friend. Why am I letting your workers sleep here for free? Why am I letting all the electricians sleep here for free?
Because they don't have to commute.
1 second. If I'm letting here stay there for free, so they have to commute, so I'll do a better job for me. That's not ribbis. That's our ribbis. If I'm telling them because you're doing me such a favor by bringing in such a crew and not making me pay for 6 months, and therefore I'm allowed to hold on to my money for 6 months, that's ribbis. If I deduct it, it's not ribbis. This is ribbis. But the mice is not ribbis. Why is it not ribbis? Because I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm doing it to do you a amount of favor. One second. So, is this case a raya to my father's case? Why is my father loaning this person the money? Why is he loaning him the money?
He's got
to make it. Oh, the terrorist is, I told the person. The person wanted to tell me this case is right. I told him, it's no riot. My father, Shalom, did it for his own benefit.
Yeah.
And that's why the Shach says, if the person needs this bungalow to be fixed up, or this second house to be fixed up, whatever it is to be fixed up, and you're doing me a favor. When you're doing me a favor, then it's takahalvo, then it's going to be ribbis. I don't need the house. I ain't a chanami. I'm just giving you a heichatim. I have an abandoned house in my backyard, which is the leak in which you don't live in. And go fix it up. Go live there. I give you a place to live. You're happy over there. You know, it basically is a decent place, but I wouldn't move in there because it was whatever. It got hurt by Hurricane Sandy. So go live there. So I'm making you feel good.
Here's a hanafa to ensure his family, though, because, you know, if he dies... You know, there is an element of help for the...
For whose family?
Short.
Oh, good. If I say so, I understand
it's
that.
Not
I understand that, but it's not completely. But the zikha, it's zikha going on over here that for my father Shalom was beneficial. No shalom. Yeah. Okay. I understand that. Okay, so now I want to tell you a case. And then I want to tell you what I think is really going on over here. It's also a little bit of a complicated case. This is in Siman Kuf Ayin and Sif Aleph, Sif Kutin Gimel in the Taz. Excuse me, I made a mistake. It's Sif. It's no, I'm right. It's Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph. Okay, now, Mikan Nirali. I'm going to read you a Taz here. Listen closely to really two cases. Mikan Nirali. Misha oise his kashrus im chaveru. Somebody makes a deal with his friend. Bimlo yishalim loy choyvel is mana mugbol, that if you don't pay by the time you have to pay, she yishalim loy kol hazeka shaloy. Any hezek which occurs to me by you not paying me back on time, you have to pay for. Anything. Okay, now, Mikan Nirali, the Misha Oise is Kasher Sim Chavero. Somebody has a Kesher with his friend. He tells like this. If you don't pay me this man that I needed, by this man Mughal, you got to pay me back all the Hezekers. The Malve gets the money to loan the Loive. The Loive needs $150,000. The Loive needs $500,000. And the Malva says, I'll loan it to you, my good buddy, I'll loan it. But I'm telling you right now, I need it back in a month, and if you don't give it back to me in a month, anything that I lose as a result, you got to pay. But Malva loiv mokam machramo. So now the Malva goes to get the money, the heter al revach. He has a heter. Maybe he borrows from a guy, heter iska maybe, heter al revach. Meaning he borrows with interest. The Malva borrows money with interest. Ain haloyve tzoch l'shalmei haravachim shenoisin amavul acherim. The gam haloyve kan chay bezekois ha'orev. Filhachi ain tzorach litin le'ribus. Apal pisha orev noisnoi beheter, the legoi noisnoi, kain nearly poshut. Any hezek, now listen clearly, that the malva suffers by the loyve not paying back on time, the loyve has to pay for. Except if the malva borrowed money to be able to make this loan to the Leiva, the loss that the Malva suffers because of the ribbis, that the Leiva doesn't have to pay. Now, he doesn't have to, but we'll see. In 1 second. Then he says, the afiluim hisna imoi beferish, and even if he masna explicitly sheyikach mois al revach, that he should take the money. It, meaning, sheyikach mois al revach behet, vu yishalim oisan, yesh bezeh is a ribbis. There's still going to be an Isaribis. The afilu im nosan loy, and even if he gives it to him, mafkina mine. Kain nero anias daiti poshin. You know what the word mafkina mine means? Even if he does what? What? Even if the leiva, in fact, paid the malva as was their deal, he pays the malva for the loss that the malva suffered because of the ribis that he paid. You take it back, which means it's ribbis? Ketuza. Ketuza, they're right. So I'm asking you a question. Now this Taz really bothered me. The Taz seems to be saying, if the Malveh got money beheter, my father should have got money beheter. He got money beheter. And he loaned it to the Loive. And he told the Loive up front, any expenses occurred as a result of this loan to you, you have to pay for. Including, again, even if he says explicitly, I want you to pay for the money it cost me to make the loan for you. It's awesome. Now this Taz, to me, seems to be exactly the case of my father, Shalom. And the Taz says it seems to be awesome. So Rabbi Yashiv said the case of the father is also. The case where it's mutter is not a raya. And the Taz seems to say it's also. Now, I don't know Rav David Feinstein well enough. I've spoken to him several times for some very big shilas. I was so enamored by him last night, I tell you the truth, I want to just give him a hug and a kiss. It was unbelievable. Derech Agav, I'll just tell you that he walked, I mamash was with him the whole time he was there. From the moment he came in to the moment he left, I was just with him the whole time. He came right before the chuppah, he signed the Tanayim, the Ksuba, and then he went to the Masada Kedusha, and then he left. After chuppah, he left. So his wife is using a walker. A walker. And they walked to the car. She needs a walker. So she sat in the front seat. The driver sat in the driver's seat. She sat in the front seat. He sat in the back seat. Just, it was something to behold. You know, many people would say it's a double pasha, but it was something to behold. Okay? I told the driver, I'm jealous of him. The driver drove a fine seat around. So he came outside the car afterwards and he told me, thank you for the chizuk. Sometimes I forget. You know, every night it's not so posh. I drive here, and this, and that, and you know, it's not so, you give me chizuk. Okay. So, now, what's the pshat? So, nirla niestaiti, that this is what Rav Feinstein is saying, this is what he meant. If a person comes over to a Jew and says, I need a loan. So the Jew says, fine, I'll loan your money. Any expenses which I will incur as a result of the loan, you have to pay.
Are we talking about the interest expenses?
I'll tell you. Any hezekos which I will incur as a result of you not paying back the loan on time, you got to pay. That says you got to pay. That would mean, it might be a grumma, but or it could be that, you know, I promise, meaning the malva says, I promise that I have to pay somebody on day 30, when you have to give me back the money, I have to pay somebody $200,000. If I don't pay him $200,000, he's going to give me a kanasa. So whatever the situation may be. That's a hezek. I may lose my car. Hezek. Whatever the hezek is going to be. I don't want to talk about grummas here exactly. I don't want to get into grummas. I may lose my car. So how lucky is you got to pay? Except for one thing.
The loiva has to pay
the malva for any hezek, any damage that the malva incurred as a result of the loiva not paying back the loan on time. Except for those expenses which the malva incurred for paying ribis in order to get the money to loan it to the loiva. That you cannot charge it for.
What if the ribis doesn't incur until specific time frame?
Even
which means if it gets paid back right on time, there's no risk.
So thank you for bringing that up.
Because we had that case with the credit card.
Words coming right out of my mouth, Shia. It's a little scary. The credit card, Shia,
for both of us,
is the perfect example of what? The credit card, Shia, is a perfect example of what? That the person who uses the credit card is, in effect, creating that the bank loans money to the owner of the credit card, and that man is loaning money to the borrower of the credit card, and if there is going to be
a late payment
because the loiver, the borrower of the credit card, forgets to pay, then my mother, Allah Shalom, as we used to speak from the Chayshim Mishpachah, would say, of course you have to pay the late. You use a credit card, you forgot to pay him, and now he has a late fee. Of course you got Menschlichkeit, would say, you have to pay it. But the Maisa Ribis, which we know flies in this area, that Ribis is going to stop you from paying it, because what happened was the owner of the credit card loaned the money to the person who borrowed the credit card, and if he charges them the interest that he has to pay on the credit card, even though he doesn't make a nickel profit on it, it's still going to be Ribis, like the case that Rabbi Yashiv said with the son taking money from the father who borrowed the money from the bank. And the Taz says that any expenses incurred a mutter, except for ribis expenses. So it sounds kind of bleak to me. What does David Feinstein mean?
So the two fees are ribis and a late fee. The late fee you would have to pay.
Yes.
Is a late
possibly. Fee. Okay, possibly. Okay, good.
A late fee is not.
Okay, late. One second. I want to tell you what David Feinstein said. If my father, Shalom, said to this person, who he billed four times, And in those days, it cost a lot of money. The person was in Eretz Yisrael, and he called him 3 times to Eretz Yisrael. And the secretary who sent out the bills cost them money. And my father says, listen, Habibi, you know what? The premium is due on this day. Forget about the bank for a moment. And my father says, you know, I sent you a bill. I made phone calls. I'm telling you, long distance, in those days when it cost $1.50 a minute to Eretz Yisrael, I'm telling you the following right now. You're going to pay all those expenses. That's absolutely not ribbis. It's nothing to do with ribbis. It's the money it cost me to track you down in order for me to get back the loan. You got to pay that. Zuckerberg Feinstein like this. Now listen to it closely. Zuckerberg Feinstein. The money that it cost my father to carry you on your premium. Now my father was shown benefited from that. So it's not Simon Kuf Samach Vav Siv Gimel, where the Loive, had no benefit at all, and he created a situation where he becomes a Loive in order to help the Malve. That's Mutter. That's not the situation there. My father Shom was gaining from the situation. So Zuckerman Dov finds it like this. What your father, in essence, is doing is he has a business expense, and a business expense is transferable. The Taz, Lani Estaiti, in defense of Dov Feinstein, The Taz is of the opinion that, and I'll tell you what I mean to say about the Taz opinion in 1 second, but I would like to enunciate, or I'd like to be madgish, put a dogish, emphasize that the Taz says, as I told you, Mafkina Minei is land said, it's ribbis daraisa. The Ramaz Loshin is V'im Ovar V'Nasa Orei Badoi Tzorach L'Shan Kol Hefzer Magiel Yodoi Aval Eino Tzorich Losseis ribis shenoysein bishviloi. The ain oimrim litain ribis. The e kva pora loy ha ribis ain moitzian. Thank you very much. The Ramah sounds like it's dainty. Dainty. Avaleino tsarech. The ain oimrim litain ribis. The kva pora loy ha ribis ain moitzian.
But the other side of the coin is, if you want, you can pay.
Right. He said you shouldn't. And the Taz says clearly, Mafkina Minei. So let's say it like this. The Taz and the Ramah are talking about a simple situation. You know what the situation is? You need a loan. I'm not a businessman. I have some money. You're my friend. I want to do you a favor. I need the money back. And I may get a hezek as a result of loaning you this money. And therefore I speak out that you got to cover me and you got to make sure you pay me back on day 30, because on day 31 I'm going to get a hezek.
And the hezek is from where?
A hezek is because, as I told you, a deal is going to fall through. Not from ribbis. Sokta Ramah, hezekas you pay, ribbis you don't pay. You're not allowed to pay ribbis. Selenius Daiti, this flies in the face of my father's Shom's case. The Taz holds, not only you can't pay, it's in the right to pay. Half a second. I like to hear this. Anias Daiti. Dov Feinstein would say, I'm sorry, Tatala. He's like such a sweet person. He said, this is not the same case as your father Shulam. Your father Shulam was not a bank. Your father Shulam was involved in business. Part of his business expenses in those days when it was permissible was to keep policies current or to keep them afloat. And most people did not have deep pockets to take out their own money. They went to the bank in order to keep their business afloat. That expense, which is called ribbis, because the bank's charging me 2%, I'm charging you 2%. Zucker David Feinstein, it's mutter, because this is not the case where someone's father, who is not in business, went to a bank to get a loan, which he then loaned to his son, and he told his son, you got to pay me the ribbis. That's awesome. But if I am involved in business, this is a business expense.
What if the father did it as a way to invest in his son's business?
One second. This situation is a business expense. It's a business expense. The structure of the business is that there are lights, and there's a secretary, and there's postage, and there's phone calls, and everything else that there is in a regular business. And the construct of this business is, because no one has the pockets, and I don't want to tell you that I used to overhear my father Shom talking to my mother, you know, late at night, saying how this guy in those days, this guy, I hate those, you know, stiff me, right? Those are the words they used to use. They still use that. He stiffed me for $800. I carried his policy.
Rivers can be a business expense then, too.
Hold on. David Feinstein told me last night, this is called the business expense, and it's mut. Now, if you ask me, the Taz is a friend. As a friend in a one-shot deal, I cannot charge you that. Now, as if Shai is pushing, where do we shave? Where do we slice? Where do we pull out the scalpel? Very good, Shaila. You want to know what I would think? If I have a Shaila like this again, with more specificity or a different slight angle, I would call David Feinstein again. I'm telling you right now, in this concept, in this business model, again, it's no longer legal. It's no longer, why in those days it was, why they changed the law, basically. Maybe it's different states have different regulations. I have no idea. But Lamaisa, in that construct, saying of David Feinstein, where it is a part and parcel of the common expenses of the business. David Feinstein would say it's mutter. You want to ask me? I'm sure tomorrow morning, I haven't told this except for Shmuley, I haven't told this to the people in the kill yet. Tomorrow morning I told this to the kill, well, it's going to be an explosion. It's a chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush. Well, Anias Daiti, now it could be that he's arguing with the Taz. But even like Ramah also says it's also. Ramah is not as stark as the Taz. Taz holds it the right. Okay, but the Maestro, he said you can't do it. He said you can't do it. I'm just telling you, I believe, I have to tell you the truth. It was extremely gratifying to me to know that I asked David Feinstein a Shiloh that I had asked as a Bacher, and he gave me the same answer. That was very gratifying. I must tell you, that was very gratifying. You know, I was scared, you know what I mean? You know, I could start second guessing myself, and every Shiloh I asked, you know how many Shilohs I've asked in my life, Baruch Hashem, many Shilohs and many Gedolim, and I wasn't holding, you know, teeth in the sugya, you know what I mean? Many Shilohs, Baruch Hashem, I was, but, you know, many Shilohs I wasn't. You know, but it's okay. But Lemaisa, Anias Daiti, again, I'm not telling you what everybody else would hold, but I'm going to try to take the Shalom now to many other people to see if they would concur with this Kiddush of the Feinstein. Shai is Taina notwithstanding, obviously, and depending upon the case. But Lemaisa of David Feinstein, Hagain of David Feinstein, the Plasic, as Rabbi Yashiv said, and everybody else said, the Plasic of North America, he said it's Sakamut. Okay, we'll stop here, Rabbi Say. Matzlocha, Rabbah, Kol Tov.